The following is an exclusive presentation of WI Garden Media, the voice of Garden Talk Radio.
Well, farmers markets are all the rage, and now's the time. There's some farmers markets that goes year-round, but right now is the time in which farmers markets would be beginning to pop up around your area.
Yeah, a lot of people now are even like doing farmers markets dates.
What is that?
It's like where you meet somebody, and instead of meeting for...
Like a Tinder Bumble thing?
Yeah.
Okay.
Instead of meeting for like coffee or a drink, you're like, let's meet at this farmer's market. And then that way...
Girl for farmer or whatever it is.
No. Like you meet there. And then that way you have something...
In the hopes of falling in love and... Is that the... Okay.
That's...
Continue.
You know, that's how...
That's where we're at in society now.
Well... Yeah, things have changed and evolved, and that's fine. But also, people are moving away from dating apps. But that's a different conversation.
Look at that carrot. Boy, will you marry me?
That's how our first date went.
All right. It did not.
But... All right. Somebody will be like... They'll be like, what?
Okay.
So anyway, farmers markets are fun. I think they're fun. And I think that... Everybody should at least try to go to one.
Well, how does one know if a farmer's market is even in their vicinity, their neighborhood, their city?
So you can find out a couple ways. If you're in any of those like buy, sell, trade groups on Facebook, you can ask. You know, those are usually community based. Otherwise, I think there's like neighborhood apps, things like that that people can.
So essentially, just ask somebody.
But you can also just search. Go to your favorite search engine and type. In farmer's market in your city or your zip code, and it's going to tell you. Sometimes you can find out from your Tinder date, maybe perhaps if they tell you that they want to go to the farmer's market. But yeah, those are some good ways. You can also call your city hall.
Okay.
Because a lot of times they are, they have to have permission to use some sort of city.
So call area. Your municipality, head office.
Town hall, whatever you want to call it.
And now once we've figured all that out, first of all, farmers markets are not just beets, potatoes, cabbage, and lettuce. There's a lot of different things a farmers market has besides just vegetables.
Right. So they have everything from vegetables, obviously. Sometimes they have other things like honey, eggs.
Flour,
cheese,
meat,
so they'll have like, what do you call it? Like Whole Foods, where it's like I said, the ingredients foods sometimes they have, and then some of them even have hot food or food trucks or desserts, cupcakes, things
like that.
It's
an experience.
That's why it makes a good date.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then some of them even have live music.
Right.
So there's that option,
and it's not always on Saturday morning.
No. It's not always on Saturday morning. So there's also, like, Sunday morning farmers markets, or Sunday farmers markets. But then, like, the one near us here at our
studio.
Home, near the studio is, I think it's, like, on Tuesday.
At Tuesday evening or something like that.
Yeah.
2 to 6 or something like that. So they're all around. And there's ways in which if you want to partake and be part of the farmer's market, you can get a hold of your city municipality and figure out the rules and regulations in regards to that. But when you go to a farmer's market, what are some things in which one should be sure to pack along?
Yeah, so you probably want to bring cash, even though we're moving to a cashless society. A lot of these vendors want cash.
Because there's service fees with your credit card. Or your debit card, there's a certain amount of percentile in which they lose. So by you giving them $20, they don't lose 3% of that. And
off the top, because
all of these people are looking and trying to save every penny they can, because that's what keeps them alive and surviving. If you've never been part or been engaged in a farming operation, every little move you make is calculated to know how much you're going to save in order to see what you have profitable at the end of the year.
Absolutely. So you want to bring cash. You also want to consider bringing your own bags if possible, because if they put it in a bag for you, that's another fee
expense,
that they have to endure. So you can bring your own bag if possible. And then... I've seen people bring like wagons.
Yeah.
So that's an option too.
You can talk to the farmer. You can ask for a potential sample.
They're people too.
I mean, if you never had a ground cherry,
yeah,
they will. I mean, obviously they're not going to let you gnaw into a cabbage, but you know, there's certain unique vegetables or fruits in which they may be growing that you've never had, and they have an area or an available sample of it, so you know, hey, I do like that. I'm going to buy 2 cartons of it, or so you're not buying something you don't like.
Absolutely, and. I think the first time I had a ground cherry was at a farmer's market. I remember the vendor, they were like, you want to try this? And I'm like, what is it? And they're like, it's a ground cherry. And I'm like, okay. I didn't know what to expect. And then I was like, these are delicious. So yeah, that's where I tried ground cherries for the first time. And then also, as you interact, I took pictures of some of the vegetables and flowers in this farmer was like, can you print those out and send those or give them to me? So I did that, which was an experience because I don't usually print out a lot of my pictures.
What's that mean?
But I was glad to do it. So I just dropped them off the next week.
Yeah,
or whatever.
I tell our niece and nephew after we take a picture of them with the phone, hey, when we were growing up, you and your mom, we had to wait 2 weeks to find out if we've had our eyes open or closed.
Yeah.
Because you had to send it off, and it went. And sometimes you didn't get your pictures back. You got a monkey riding a horse. We got that once.
You did?
Yeah.
Shut up.
It was mixed in with our picture. A monkey was riding a horse. Yeah.
That's like a gift.
Yeah.
All right. 1992.
So, yeah.
I got a picture of somebody's dogs on a digital printout. Yeah.
So you can talk to the farmer. You can ask for samples. You can interact with them. You can ask. Farmers markets are a great place in order to buy in bulk, in quantity. If you're going to can tomatoes or if you want a lot of sweet corn, you can get. I bought 24 years of sweet corn for $8 one time, so a whole box. I said it was. I forget what they named it. It wasn't sweet corn. It was cooking corn or something. I said, what's the difference?
And it was canning corn.
And I said, what's the difference between this and sweet corn? Nothing. We just got too much of it. And I said, I'll buy a whole box. He said, $8. And I ended up, I went home and counted 24 years of sweet corn for $8. You can't even steal that much from the big box store for, you know.
Putting your pants.
Yeah, you can't. You cannot get that. But that is a great place in order to buy in quantity. Whatever you're trying to.
Maybe we should clarify that you're not stealing corn.
Not stealing corn,
from
but
the big box store.
But
yeah.
That's a heck of a deal. Now, this was like 4 years ago, but there's still that. Availability at farmers markets that you can buy in quantity, you can buy in bulk. And if you want something, like if you've bought flour before, spelt flour, was that what it is? And you asked, hey, I would like this. And they say, we don't have it here, but come back next week and we will bring
sorghum. Yeah.
And we will bring extra for you. And that's how you can also do it as well, that you can put an order in and do it that way. So if you've never been to a farmer's market, boy, you're missing out, and you should go, whether it's just a block party at your little village or it is a massive park.
One thing I want
yes,
to mention is you want to shop around.
Yes.
Especially if it's a larger farmer's market. You might go up to the first vendor and you see some carrots and they're like $4 for the bunch. But then you might move along and you see like another farmer and there's like a better price perhaps. You can shop around a lot of times.
It won't be crazy difference, but there's subtle differences.
Right, right.
So when you do that, you're going to have a good time. Walton's also can provide you a good time, Holly, with their discount and the quality and the quality of their products.
Absolutely. So we are brought to you today by Walton's. We know you care about where your food comes from, canning, preserving your fruits and vegetables, but at Walton's you can get all the equipment, seasoning, and supplies to make sausage, jerky, and any other meat product your way to your high standards. I just made chili recently, and I used some of the Walton's seasoning, but they can also help you process the meat. You want to make some snack sticks or beef jerky, they have this website called meatgistics.com, an informational site to help you go from animal to edible. They have meat grinders, mixers, sausage stuffers, again, seasonings. You can get anything you need there for everything but the meat. And that's waltonsinc.com, and the educational site is meatgistics.com. So if you go to waltonsinc.com, you can use code GROW50 to save 10% off orders of $50 or more. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.